where Trumbull comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show, 203-333-9422. We're going to zoom in now on the town of Fairfield, which is undergoing a charter revision process. And joining us now is Jill Vergara, the Democratic caucus leader and also a member of Fairfield's RTM. She has a perfect attendance record for all 6 years of town service. She went to Brown. She went to NYU School of Law. Full disclosure, so did I. But I think we're many years apart, Jill. And yes. You had quite an illustrious legal career with the U.S. Department of Justice. But more importantly, in town, you've chaired the RTM Senior and Disabled Tax Relief Committee. You've chaired the Special Legislative Management Committee. And obviously, you very much care, and you've written a lot of op-eds. You care a lot about what happens in your own community. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. I'm really excited to talk with you today. And thank you for that introduction. It was too nice. Thank you.
No way. So, all right, Jill. So, first of all, congrats on your recent reelection. I assume you just got reelected, right? Congratulations.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. Let me begin with, I read Alexis Harrison has been on our show many times. I think that she's a very effective, important advocate for a lot of land use issues in the area. And I was pleased to see she was the top vote getter to get on the zoning board in Fairfield. But one of the letters, one of the proposals that she is throwing out there in terms of looking at everything big picture is to depoliticize the RTM by taking away the political labels and having the RTM run as nonpartisan people. What do you think about that, Jill?
I strongly support that. That's one of my top picks for changes that we can make to our charter that I think would improve the way things are run right now. I know that Westport and Greenwich do it that way, and I'm very open to that kind of change.
Is that one of the changes that has been aired and discussed and is part of the review? And maybe I want to back up a little bit. Can you explain how the review, how the process is being presented to the public?
The process started about a month and a half ago. I think that it was announced to the community that we would begin a charter review, and people were appointed to the commission. So one of the issues for me has been the process from the very beginning. The appointments were never advertised on the town website like most other commissions are, so that was a little unusual. I think that certain people were reached out to and asked to apply, and that's not really the typical process. Also, the Board of Selectmen was the body to appoint these members. And the minority member, Nancy Lefkowitz, didn't have much of a voice in the selection process. I believe there was one person in particular whom she really wanted to be appointed to the body, and that woman was not even considered as in the pool of candidates. So it's a little problematic. We typically, Democrats, if there are Democratic seats, will have some kind of voice in the people who are the Democratic candidates.
So let me ask you this, Jill. Is the process of looking at your charter, is that a compulsory thing written into town government?
It's not, but I do agree it's been a while since we had a charter review, and it does seem like there are issues. Many people have written in about very specific technical issues that need to be corrected. For instance, I remember when there was a vacancy at the Board of Selectmen level, and someone was appointed to that position and was going to be serving for quite a long time in a very important role, and many of us in town didn't think that that was appropriate, and it was somewhat anti-democratic to have someone appointed to a selectman position. So that's one issue that really needs to be fixed.
You would have rather have seen a special election?
I would have waited for the next election the next local election, and that's not what happened. The appointed person was able. Well, we did have a special election, which was voided, but I think that in our charter it would make sense to correlate it with all of our other vacancies and ensure that at the next election someone for a position so important would be elected and not appointed.
We're chatting with Jill Vergara, 203-333-9422, and the subject is Fairfield, the town of Fairfield, and the government reorganization. So what is on the tape? So now you said about a month and a half ago, the process of getting some people onto this commission was problematic for you and for some others. I've gotten some letters about that. Brenda Kupchick is the current, Brenda Kupchick is the first electman. She's the person that appointed these people, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And what the minority select woman did not vote for three of the seven members. So she had an issue with three of the members who had previously served on the Strategic Planning Commission.
Who's the she?
Nancy Lefkowitz had an issue, who is our select woman.
I see. How does it work in Fairfield? Is the top vote getter become the first and the second top vote getter, the other party, become automatically the second?
Yes. Yeah.
And are there only two selectmen in Fairfield?
There are three. There's our first select woman and a board of selectmen named Tom Flynn, and our other select woman, Nancy Lefkowitz.
So in Westport, the people, so this is why I'm asking. In Westport, when they run as first and second as a team, and then the top vote getter becomes first and second, and then the other one becomes the third. So it's a 2-to-1 board. How does it work in Fairfield?
I think it's similar. People run as either as a first selectman candidate with a selectman position as well. And I think that even if the select person, the person who's running not as the first selectman, wins the most votes, they still can't get that position. It's only the people who have been running as a first selectman.
Okay.
So
let me move
on.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I want to move on from that for just a minute, because
okay,
what I really want to do with chatting with Jill Vergara is I want to get to the meat and the substance of the reorganization that is being, is it being proposed? What happened at the meeting last night?
So we haven't gotten a sense of exactly what's being proposed. I think that people's uneasiness is that those three members whom Nancy Lefkowitz opposed were all on the Strategic Planning Commission, who had very strong views about changing the town structure. And they so three of the seven members currently support very, very serious changes to our town structure, which would likely entail changing it into a town council and mayor structure. So it was a signal that that might be on that is likely on the table.
And what do you think about that proposal, Jill Vergara? Do you like that idea?
I'm very nervous about it. I'm open-minded to changes. I would like to get an understanding of why they think that our structure needs to be changed. I haven't seen any problems identified that are specific to the RTM. I've served on the RTM, and I like the way that it's run. There are certain problems with a lack of resources that could be fixed just by having a staff attorney, but I like that we're highly accountable. We knock on doors every 2 years, unlike all the other positions in town. And we're connected very much to our community, and it creates a close-knit community. Fairfield is so unique. I'm a transplant, and it's large, but it's quaint and close-knit. And I mm-hmm. would really hate for something like a change to our town structure to affect that in any way.
I agree with you. I think that could be very problematic, and it would affect it that way. Because the more you decentralize power, the more you diffuse power, the more people have a stake in a decision. And the tendency in life in general, and I think this is a physics thing, is that there's a tendency to centralize, right? There's chaos, and then there's centralization, and then chaos and centralization. And it seems like people think that centralizing power is always a more efficient way of making better things happen in a community. And I always argue that that is actually not true. That what really is true is that if you decentralize power and you give more local people a chance to voice and a little bit of power, you end up having a much more responsive community. That's just my own view.
I totally agree. It might be messy, but it's a great process. That's the democratic process. You have to talk through all of your positions. You learn from each other. You debate it, and that's how you get to the right end point, it's a consensus. And so if you're streamlining that too much, you're not getting enough voices on the table. So I really like the idea of having something closer to direct democracy, like us, where we're really connected to our neighborhoods. For me also, it's such an odd time to propose consolidating power in this way, because this is the aftermath of a public corruption scandal that rocked our town. It's probably the biggest problem that we have to encounter. And with corruption, you want more eyes on the situation. You need more people at the table. You don't need less. So I'm really confused as to why we would be taking this direction at this point.
I want to go back to process because I think I'm understanding now the objections of some people, because I've gotten a bunch of letters on this from people who listen to the show. 203-333-9422. We're chatting with Jill Vergara about the town of Fairfield and proposals to possibly restructure it and in a charter revision. So the strategic planning committee, was that appointed by Ms. Kupchick as well?
Yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. It was formed pre this administration, and Mike Tetro put together that. It was the Board of Selectmen did it, so it was he and two Republican selectmen who appointed that commission.
Okay, so that commission was appointed, and then from that you're saying instead of presenting to a neutral seven-person charter revision commission, your belief and some others that have written to me is that it was a mistake for Ms. Kupchick to have taken three people from the strategy who were already biased in favor of their recommendations and put them on the commission, which would then have decision-making authority with respect to what recommendations to accept. Is that the idea?
Yes, exactly. It's totally about objectivity.
Got it.
I know some of these. I know John Wynn personally, who was on the Strategic Planning Commission and is now on the Charter Review Commission. I think very highly of him. It's not personal at all. It's just about objectivity when it comes to this issue of structural change.
I see. So maybe Ms. Kupchick, when she comes back on the show or when she's on Melissa's show, she'll answer, you know, as to why she did it that way. But now I understand the objection, because there's a built-in bias, and then there isn't an ability to have the same back and forth that you would have with people who were looking at these recommendations for the first time objectively and without bias. I understand.
Right.
I get it. Maybe she just felt it was a good idea for the commission to start with people knowledgeable about the recommendations. I don't know.
They could have served as consultants in some way, and they did create a voluminous report, so anyone serving on the commission could have just read the report.
It should have been probably, in retrospect, maybe just separated, and then they would report to and answer questions about why they made certain recommendations. That's sort of what you expected, huh?
I would have hoped, yes.
Okay. Now I get it. Now I understand. Okay, so now the process going forward, there was a meeting last night. Now, Ms. Kupchick, when she was on, First Selectman Kupchick, she said that, you know, before anything as drastic as changing the government of Fairfield would actually be implemented, you'd still need a referendum in town.
Yes, that's my understanding, is that it would be brought to the entire town and we would all vote on it in 2022. I'm not sure the form it will take, so there are so many different suggested changes. I think it would be helpful to separate them out so that people can vote on each item proposed rather than having it as an entire bundle. But I don't know how, what form it will take.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. So do you have any power as an RTM member or as somebody active in the DTC to influence this process?
I can participate in the meetings or make submissions to the commission, but outside of that, not really.
So I am reading now a letter, November 8, 2021, to the Town of Fairfield Charter Revision Commission that was written by Alexis Harrison, who, again, maybe like you, is involved in town government now as, you know, as a new member of the TP&Z, but as someone who really has stood on the sidelines and cared a lot. She says that she used to be in the RTM. She found that most members were committed to good government. She said she recommends the commission consider term limits. What do you think about that?
I'm open-minded to that as well. I think that for the RTM, we serve on two-year terms, so it can't be too constricted. I would think that maybe limiting it to a six-term limit for the RTM members could make sense, but there's an issue of institutional knowledge. We're all voted in or out at the same time, so you don't want huge upheaval with the body, especially since we have no staff, so we all rely on each other to know the rules and to teach
yes.
us how to do things. It's all passed by from colleague to colleague, which is something I would love to change. I hope that they take it more seriously, inducting new members and having us go through a process of learning the FOIA rules and learning the procedures for the charter and the code, and having a staff attorney. It would be really helpful. But for term limits, I think it's an interesting idea for all of the bodies. Board of Finance serves for 5 years, so that's a really long time. And if someone serves more than two terms, I'm not sure how effective that is anymore.
Thank you, Jill Vergara. We appreciate you coming on today. Thank you for your volunteer service to the town of Fairfield and being such an educated, informed, and passionate person in your town. The town's lucky to have you. The town is lucky to have people like you who speak up and care about the direction of the town.
Thank you so much.
Jill Vergara on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.